Evening, everybody. First of all, thank you once again. Rabbi Hartstock, every time is always a yes, just has to find time in his schedule. That's the hard part. And thank you very much. Next week we're off. The week after is Rabbi Yehoshua Katz. Actually, now he's officially a rabbi. And he is in the Kol Elyon at YU. He's a son of a member of the shul. And he's given shir here numerous times. Also, coming up is Rabbi Ovi Jacob. That's the rabbi's son-in-law, lives in Israel. He's here during the summer. And so without further ado, Rabbi Hartstock.
Thank you, Harry. Thank you to all of you for coming out on a rainy evening. So this week's parsha is Parshat Chukas. In the beginning of Chukas, talks about the mitzvah Para Aduma, which is... the laws of how a person can become tahor after coming into contact with a corpse, a dead body. In the middle of it's Zosu Kasatora, there is kind of the quintessential chok, is the mitzvah of Para Aduma. But I'd like to focus specifically on one pasuk, and within that pasuk on one particular word, because it's striking in terms of how that word ended up being interpreted in context in a way that kind of becomes... very essential in terms of how Jews see people in general and Jews in particular. The pasuk describes, this first pasuk at the top says, Zos HaTorah, this is already, as you see, pasuk Yudalad. So it's gone through 13 psukim of explaining the fact that there is a Para Aduma, and Asher Lo Aleha Ol, what's the definition of a Para Aduma, what's the korban, how do you actually, what's the procedure? And then the Torah says, Zos HaTorah Adam Ki Amus Ba'ohel, if a person dies Ba'ohel in a tent under a roof, Kol HaBa'el Ohel V'chol Asher Ba'ohel Yitma Shivas Yamim. You know that coming into contact with the dead body creates Tumah for 7 days. And the Pasuk describes that if there is a corpse in an Ohel, then Kol HaBa'el Ohel, a person who enters into that tent, V'chol Asher Ba'ohel, any object that is inside that tent, Yitma Shivat Yamim, is going to become Tameh. Chazal immediately focus on this word, Adam. Because the truth is, we can read it through and it's nothing striking about it. It's basically saying if a person comes in to an ohel of a mace, then there's Tumah of 7 days. It's important to just point out, just by way of kind of background, make sure that it's clear, the way that a person can become Tameh, there are different ways that a person can become Tameh. It's definitely through contact. The question is, what's defined as contact? So Kol HaBa'el Ohel is actually a not direct contact kind of way of coming into contact. You're under the same roof. There's a more direct form of contact, which is Maga, directly touching a dead body, or Masa, which is lifting a dead body. Now, although usually lifting would involve touching, in the Hilchos Taros, it basically would be distinguished as follows. If a person touches a dead body, that's called tumah that's generated through maga. A person can carry an aron or can carry something else. You're not coming into contact with the body itself, but that's still masa. You're carrying the body, and that generates tumah as well. Here, it's talking about not maga and not masa, but what's called tumas ohel. And in other places, in lesser forms of tumah, the Torah's already described specifically tumas mago and masa. And here it's describing the idea of tumas ohel. So it says if you're under the same tent as a dead body, then that generates tumah. The debate that ensued from that is adam. Actually, what kind of person generates that type of tumah? So skip the pasuk and go to the Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Samech Aleph has the following famous line of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Tanya, V'chein hay Rav Shimon Ben Yochai Omer, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai said, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim Einam Metamin Be'ohel. That this concept of tumas ohel is only true when one is under the same tent as another Jew. When one's under the same tent as a non-Jew, kivrei ovdei kochavim einu metamin ba'ohel. There's no tumas ohel, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, when it comes to non-Jews. The Gemara is going to explain in the next line. It's not the focus, but just for purposes of clarification. There is tumah when it comes to a non-Jew. A Kohen, for example, can't come into physical contact, maga umasa, with a non-Jew. That's also usur. Maga umasa for a Kohen with a Jew, that's, of course, usur. Tumas ohel is, according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, exists only regarding being under the same tent as a Jew, but not if you're under the same tent as a non-Jew. That's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says. What's his? What makes him say that? So the Gemara says Shina Emar, as the pasuk says, and he quotes the pasuk in Yecheskel, Ve'atein soni tzon marti adam atem. Hashem is talking about my flock. So who is my flock? That's Hashem talking about Bnei Yisrael. And then the pasuk it says, Adam Atem. Translate means, you are my flock, right? I'm going to give you my attention. Adam Atem, you are Adam. What's the drash? And this is kind of the famous line that then was kind of unpacked for centuries after that. Atem kruyim Adam. Vein of de kochavim kriim adam. If you just look at the words of the pasuk, what does it say? Adam atem. So what does Adam atem mean? You are called Adam. What Rav Shimon Bar Yochai say? He then goes kind of back into our pasuk and says, well, what does our pasuk say? Adam ki amut ba'ol. Now without kind of commenting or as a close reader of the pasuk, forget for a second the interpretation and the stakes in the interpretation. What Rav Shimon Bar Yochai pick up on? What's bothering him? Actually, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai read this pasuk in our parsha, Chukas, and said, I understand, this is not usually how we talk about mitzvahs. If I would ask you, like in a mitzvah, when we're talking about, Hashem says, if a person, what's the word for a person when it comes to performing mitzvahs? Most of the time it's ish. Ish, ish, mibnei Yisrael, something like that. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, if you just kind of take a step back and forget like the oh my goshness of what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, just do the close reading of it. What's he paying attention to? That the pasuk says Adam ki amus ba'ohel. Why does it say Adam ki amus ba'ohel? Why doesn't it say what it normally says? Ish ki amus ba'ohel, something like that. And so what does he say? What conclusion might you draw? Yep. Oh, so that's an interesting right. That's the core. That's a great simple shot of the pasuk, right? But who's in that category according to that? Anybody? Meaning I'll peep shot. Adam ki amus ba'ohel, Jew or non-Jew?
Yeah, we're learning it. Adam is for Jews.
So what I want to do is like read Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in order to help us pay attention, like he apparently did, to the words of the pasuk, and then take a step out. Step out of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai for a second, and just read the pasuk. Pshat in the pasuk, what would you say? Zosa Torah Adam ki amus ba'ohel, who's it referring to? I mean, actually, I could say, normally it says Ish Ish Mibnei Yisrael. Here it says Adam ki amus ba'ohel, who's it referring to? Anybody. So there's nothing wrong with interpreting that. It could just mean, what generates tumah? Death. Death of whom? Anybody. So, which then highlights what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was saying. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai reads the pasuk and he says, no, Adam ki amus ba'ohel is specifically a reference to a Jew. What do you mean? Why does it say Adam? Well, I'll prove to you that it's so. From the pasuk in Yecheskel, it says, Adam atem. Who's actually called Adam? Bnei Yisrael, and not beyond that. Okay. Now, is this a value statement or a halachic statement? Has like what do you do with this? I mean, he's actually establishing a halacha regarding tumah v'tahara, but in theory, actually, the stakes are high. Who's actually called an adam? Well, actually, no. Maybe he's actually not. Stakes aren't high. Well, actually, all he's saying is tumas ohel doesn't apply. I mean, if you think about it, tumas ohel is relatively esoteric halacha. So he's interpreting the halacha and it's saying like regarding that, or is it a much kind of much bigger deal? Well, the Rishonim start to kind of attack by quoting another Gemara. Let's go to source number, the next Gemara after that. Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Nuntes says as follows. Hayu Rabbi Meir Omer. The Gemara says, Hayu Rabbi Meir Omer, Omer used to say, Minayin she'afilu obe kochavim va'osek b'torah shu kikoren gadol. Totally unrelated topic. What does the Gemara say? Rabbi Meir says, the Torah was given to Am Yisrael to study. can a non-Jew learn Torah? Actually, Gemara and Sanhedrin there is debating whether non-Jews are allowed to learn Torah or not. We say pasuk in Shachris all the time, Magid Dvarav LiYaakov Chukav Mishpatav LiYisrael, which means Hashem gave the laws to Yaakov, to Yisrael. Lo asachei l'chol goy. Did not do so for everyone else. Mishpatim bal yidaum. Those laws are not supposed to be known by non-Jews. That's one opinion in the Gemara that says non-Jews are not allowed to learn Torah. What's Rav Meir's opinion? How do you know that a non-Jew who learns Torah, that he's like a Kohen Gadol? He's as great as a Kohen Gadol. Shnei Amar, Asher yaaseh otam ha'adam v'chai behem. That's a pasuk. Asher yaseh otam ha'adam. You're supposed to keep the mitzvot. Asher yaseh otam ha'adam v'chai behem. That's pasuk in Achrei Mos. So what does he notice? Kohanim levim v'yisraelim lo ne'amar. What does it not say in that pasuk? That who's keeping the mitzvos? B'nei Yisrael. What does it say? Adam. Meaning, in this Gemara, Rabbi Meir is close reading that pasuk in Achrei Mos in the same way that in the other Gemara, Rav Shimon bar Yochai is close reading the pasuk in Parshas Chukas. What's Rabbi Meir's close reading of the pasuk in Achrei Mos? What does he say? It says Adam, and it doesn't say Kohen Levi Yisrael, Ish, or anything like that. What's the interpretation? Lo ne'amar, Kohanim Levi Yisrael, Lo ne'amar, Elah Adam, Halamarta. What do you learn from there? Shafilu Oved Kochavim Ve'osik Torah, Hariyaki Kohen Gadol. That you don't have to be Jewish to learn Torah. Anybody can learn Torah. Anybody can be connected to the mitzvos of Hashem. So again, taking a step back for a second and just thinking about it not in terms of the halachic conclusion, but in terms of the interpretive strategy, what's Rav Shimon bar Yochai noticing and what is Rabbi Meir noticing each in their respective places? When it says Adam, who does the Torah refer to when it says Adam? Well, what does Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai assume? That Adam, Atem Kriyim Adam, Vein Umos Olam Kriyim Adam. It actually, read this Gemara and it says, who's called an Adam? Anybody's called an Adam. Non-Jews called an Adam too. So Tosfos and Yevamos actually says, well, what do you do with this Gemara versus that Gemara? So what would you say? Don't these two Gemaras contradict each other? Do these two Gemaras contradict each other? In terms of the interpretation of the word Adam, on the face of it, they contradict each other. So how can you resolve that contradiction? Tosfos has three answers. Anybody have a... That's in terms of the law. The laws, the halachas don't contradict each other. But the halachas derive from the psukim. And the psukim derive from the words in the psukim. So, and the word in one pasuk is Adam. The word in the other pasuk is Adam. And you're interpreting them differently.
Why? It is for the halacha. He's learning. He runs out the halacha.
Torah Shebaal Peh goes back into the Torah Shebichsav. Could be.
Depends on the context.
Depends on the context. Sometimes it means this, sometimes it means that.
So the reason why we said it refers to the Bnei Yisrael, because we are a Kadosh Baruch Hu's flock.
That's in Yecheskel. What about an our pasuk in Chukas at the top? Zos HaTorah Adam Ki Amos Ba'ohel. How do you know whether... I mean, meaning it is a good... You can just say, I don't know. It's Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the way it was delivered, and that's what it is.
I don't know what the mayor would say.
Okay, actually, so the first, so if you look at the Tosfos, Tosfos basically does, if you just eyeball the, you know, if you're just looking at, I skipped source two, so I'm just like kind of noting that that's the other pasuk. We're juxtaposing these two, psukim in Chukas and Achrimos, both of which use the word Adam, and two Gemaras to actually interpret them into that word in two different ways. So Tosfos asks this question. Basically says, how do I reconcile these two Gemaras? He gives three answers. First answer, Perish B'Kuntres, quotes Rashi and Sanhedrin. Rashi and Sanhedrin says, Dahu las lehach de Rav Shimon. Which means what? The Gemara in Sanhedrin doesn't agree with the Gemara in Yevamos. Okay, which basically means, but think about that for a second. The Rishonim are not doing, although I totally accept what you're saying, the Gemara is not... Rashi's not allowed. Rashi's saying, like, how's he reading the pasuk? So if I just asked you, based on Rashi, just like that, what does the word Adam mean in Chumash? What's the answer? It's a machlokas tanoim. Actually, what does Rav Shimon bar Yochai say the word Adam means? Jew. Actually, what does Rabbi Meir say Adam means?
Anybody.
We're going to see that over the course of time, what is a narrow halacha regarding Tumas Meis, and then another halacha about, at which then kind of starts to focus on what does the word Adam mean, then starts to grow out into a much larger machlokas about who's called an Adam. Like, who is able to be called an Adam? But let's read the other two answers in Tosfos first. Abayin Tam Mefarish, because you can see how the Rishonim was struggling to try to, like, what? How do I can't just say, I don't know, it is what it is. I have to be able to explain, like, why do I think it means this as opposed to that? Abayin Tam, what does he say? Abayin Tam Mefarish, Diyesh Chiluk Bein Adam Le Ha'adam. Again, you see how they read it. Actually, it's not the same word in the two psukim. What does it say in the first pasuk? Adam kiamus ba'ohel. What does it say in the second pasuk? Asher ya'aseh otam ha'adam. Now you might say, does that really mean that difference? I don't know, but you also have to say, actually, why is there that difference? Why doesn't the Torah say Asher ya'aseh otam adam? Why doesn't it say that? It's more.
It's not referring to.
It's not referring. Ha'adam is a broader category.
That, usually that's what you're saying.
Well, Rabbeinu Tam is actually going to say that, although others are going to ask on him. It's actually the opposite. Ha'adam is actually usually narrower, the person, as opposed to, but that's not what he does. He goes, what?
A subset of Adam is Ha'adam, which is B'nai Israel.
Except that's exactly the opposite of the way the Gemara goes, because Rabbi Meir says, a non-Jew can learn Torah, Asher Yaseh Otam Ha'adam V'chai Behem. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, only a Jew is Matami Ba'ohel, Adam Kiamus Ba'ohel. What Rabbeinu Tam says is kind of counterintuitive of what I think some of us would assume. We'll just read it through. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish Deish Chiluk Bein Adam Leha Adam, Do'ov De'Kochavi Michlal Ha'adam Ninhu. Ha'adam means all people. Do'ov De'Kamer Ka'anim Levim Yisraelim, Lo ne'amar hachikamer. When he says what he says, he means Adam lo ne'amar. You know what it doesn't say in that pasuk? Adam. What does it say in that pasuk? Ha'adam. What does ha'adam mean? All people. So actually, who has the, according to Rabbeinu Tam, who has the classification of Adam? Well, there's Adam and there's ha'adam. Who's a person? Who has that status? On some level, everybody has that status, but Jews actually have a little bit more of a status. They're called Adam. That's like, but ha'adam, okay. Rabbeinu Meshulam HaYomer, third answer. Degabe Puranus Dafka Ka'amar, specifically regarding not good things, it says, Atem Kriyim Adam. Actually, Rabbeinu Meshulam has kind of an interesting shot. It's different than what you said, but it has the same kind of mindset. It's like, it's still bothered by the same thing. Why does he use the word Adam in this parsha, in this pasuk? Why doesn't it say Ish? And his answer is, they don't want to refer to Jews. Why? It's like an Ayin Hara. It's like you're talking about death. So when you're talking about death, they don't want to talk about Ish Ish B'nei Yisrael. What do they want to talk about instead? Adam, a person. You can like or not like any of these three answers. What I did want to do, like up until this point, is just say what's going on in our Gemara, and then through the Rishonim, by contrast in the Gemara, what's at stake here is who gets classified as Adam. Who has that kind of status? Is it just a Jew or non-Jew? Actually, for a second, we should stop. What's the halacha? What are you paskin on this Tumas Ohel question? So it's interesting that the Rambam paskins, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that only a Jew is Matami Ba'ohel, a non-Jew is not Matami Ba'ohel, and that's kind of common. Tosus' opinion is that you have to be careful for non-Jews also. Quotes a Gemara about Eliyahu in a cemetery, and they said, what do you do in a cemetery? Get out. And he said, you should be machmir too. It's an interesting anomaly, because in Shulchan Aruch, it's one of the very few places, Neiros Chanukah is another one, where Rabbi Yosef Karo paskins like Tosfos, and the Rama paskins like the Rambam. So the Ashkenazim are Mekil, and I don't know, do you, is this a thing? I don't know if Sfardim are practically machmir than Ashkenazim when it comes to Tumas Ohel. At any rate, that's the esoteric Tum of the Tara part of this. What I want to then kind of move into is to... Well, you are... Maga and Masa exists, according to the Gemara. I mean, we can unpack that and go further, but it's not for us. The last lines of the Gemara Yevamos, Ravina says, this whole discussion is only about Tumas Ohel, but Mago Masa exists by non-Jews. So there's some Tuma, but not Tumas Ohel, according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, which is the Rambam, which is what we pass on to the Rambam. Now, okay, what then happens is, that then starts to become a little bit of a larger issue. And if you can kind of shift mindset a little bit out of the Tumas Meis category to just like, what's this Gemara saying? Atem Krui Adam then becomes like, that's like a pitgam, that's like a quotable quote. Atem Krui Adam Ve'ein Umos Olam Krui Adam means Jews are called Adam, non-Jews are not called Adams. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai actually mean that or not? So I'd like to contrast two comments, one by the Maritz Chayos on the Gemara, and one on the Or HaChaim in this week's parasha, if you read it. The Maritz Chayos says as follows, the bottom. Yichtab b'tzido, side note. Ein ha-kavana kan lo-hotzi yeter ha-amim miklal adam. Just to be clear, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai never meant to say that non-Jews are not considered adam. Do you understand why you might think that, right? Is it clear why, is it, am I conveyed why this is a charged line? So Rav Maritz Chayos is trying to tone it down. Don't think that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says non-Jews aren't called adam. Rak chazal ba'ol ha-faresh. But rather, the reason why it's this way is as follows. Ibe kol eis asher nizkar ba-Torah ubekisvi ha-kodesh stam loshon Adam, whenever the Torah refers to Adam, lo kivnu rak el b'nei Yisrael. It's talking about Jews. Why? Not because there's a difference between a Jew and a non-Jew, but rather, it's kimo bekol sifrei v'nimusei hadat ha-miyuchadot l'uma achat. It's actually just like any law book. Right? If you would read the Constitution of the United States, when they talk about every person, right, who are they talking about? If it, you know...
White
names. Yeah, sorry, it's big. Well played. That's true. So that's actually part of... That's exactly a similar kind of debate, right? But so the argument is, when they're talking about... when it's talking about who's warned to follow the halacha, they're talking about the people of that community, and so it's talking to Jews. It's only talking to the people who are obligated to listen to those laws. Now, just to give a set, I mean, the way that this kind of play, if you turn the page to the other side, next side too, you see that the Or HaChaim comes at this with a very different kind of understanding. Says, this is his comment on Adam ki amus ba'ol, on this pasuk, on the top of the second side. It says, ki omram zabi pasuk Adam ki amus, Yisrael mitamim ba'ohel, vein umos mitamim ba'ohel. That only Yisrael is mitamim ba'ohel, but umos olam are not mitamim ba'ohel. Farim shalti b'makum achir inyan zeh, I already in another place gave the following mashal. L'shnei kelim shayu etzel balabais. Imagine two dishes that a Baal Bais has, achat mleya dvash, ve'achat mleya zevel. One that is filled with honey, and one that is filled with fertilizer. Upina otam, ve'otziyam l'chutz me'acheder. If somebody would take out the kli of dvash and put it outside, and they would take out the kli of zevel and put that outside, the one that's full of honey is the one that's going to draw all of the bugs around it. Even if the fertilizer garbage also draws some kind of the bugs, what actually draws the rimasim to it? The honey is actually what's going to draw the ramasim. What's the nimshal? What generates tuma? The Jewish soul actually generates tuma. The non-Jewish soul actually doesn't generate tuma. Why does the non-Jewish? Why does the non-Jewish soul not generate tuma? It's not the same as the Jewish soul. I don't know how people. I mean, there are. They, the Jews think that there are Jews, are Jewish souls different than non-Jewish souls?
How would we know that? I really don't know.
I don't know. No, of course not. I think my goal here is just, I'm kind of like tracking a charge line in the Gemara that generated different kinds of thinking in Jewish thought that are important to read. Actually,
you're on tape.
The
fact that this Tarnay Mitzvah is for a Jew and the seventh for the non-Jew means that the level of Kedusha is more obtainable, or there's a higher level of Kedusha obtainable for a Jew, which would be why it's like a Dabash.
In any kind of room where you'll have a bunch of Jews sitting in a room and say, is a Jewish soul different than a non-Jewish soul, or are all people actually the same? I think you will often find that there are two kinds of sentiments in the room. There are some people who will say Jews are given a neshama, and that neshama is different than a non-Jewish neshama. And you'll have some people who will say, what do you mean? Every person is created in God's image and everybody has the same kind of neshama, except some people are commanded to the mitzvot and some people are not. My goal for this evening actually was just to point out that on this line of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, which says, Adam kiyamus ba'ol, atem kriyim adam, vein umos olam kriyim adam, a fairly large literature ended up getting generated as to what should we make of that line. And I think we have to admit that there are two different some can be like more extreme and less, some can be kind of tilting in one direction naturally, and other people will be tilting in another direction naturally. And what we find are Rishonim and Achronim discussing that, saying like some trying to temper that idea and some trying to classically accept that idea. If you my first encounter with this as a topic was by an essay written by Moshe Greenberg, who is a professor of Bible in America and then Hebrew University, and he describes in his writing the reason why he started to explore this is in some of his interactions with different people, seeing that different kinds of Jews actually have different, really, some, you know, seeing that there are Jews who think differently about this question, and trying to sort out what have Jews thought. And one feels, of course Jews have a different neshama, and someone else will say, that sounds like a racially tinged idea that some Jews have a certain kind of neshama and other people don't. And this becomes a very significant kind of source piece from which it derives. And I think it is true to think that the Maariv Chayos, and even in terms of his whole biography, you read the literature, the kind of things that he writes, the way that he talks, is interested in toning that down. The Or HaChaim does the opposite. He ramps it up. There's kind of classic on this topic. I didn't bring it here because it's not related specifically to this pasuk, but they will always quote the Kuzari as on the one side being more Jews are different than non-Jews, and the Rambam as being Jews and non-Jews have the same neshama. You quote the Baal HaTanya famously saying Jews have a different kind of neshama than non-Jews. And so that's a debate. I'm not trying to sell an idea that everybody's going to like. It's like there are both of these strands of thought that exist. If I had A was to raise the topic as it relates to Tumas Ohel, B was to say, this kind of takes on a life of its own in terms of understanding what's actually behind the idea of Shem Bar Yochai. And in the not enough time that I have left, I actually want to do two things. Show how that interpretation affects how then subsequent Mishnayos were interpreted, and one halachic practical example of the way this debate plays out. Yes?
So could you say that that's how you would reconcile the Adam, say, in learning Torah,
So an Adam who passed away is different than an Adam who is alive. That's similar to that idea. I mean, I think that's a nice, it's a nice thought, different than what's actually being, what they're proposing here. I hear the thought, yeah.
It's interesting that the only Navi who's called Ben Adam to
Tesco.
So he may have his own agenda why he calls. I've never understood why he's called Ben Adam, but Chesed Ben Adam is very interesting. It's the same Adam who said Adam Atem.
Yeah, I think I'll peep shot. I think that's a really important point. It is right. That's the place where Adam is used most. Yeah.
I'm just curious if you can answer. The Roman censors, I'm sure, took notice of this, and I don't know if that
It's an interesting question. I don't know the answer to that. Yeah, right. I don't know the history of that text. It's actually an interesting question.
Well, so Hamalekwitz's brother wanted to ban the Kuzai from his schools in Israel.
Debate that grows out of this runs really deep. It's like a really important thing. I want to read a Mishnah and deal with that a little, and then do one more. So this impacts on how the following Mishnah is read. This Mishnah Pirkei Avos, which says as follows: Suaya Omer. This is Rabbi Akiva. It's right. It's Rabbi Akiva was speaking in the Mishnah before it. Mishnah Yigimel, Mishnah Yidal. It says, Huaya Omer Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. Person is dear to God. Adam is dear to God. Shenivra B'Tzelem. He's created B'Tzelem. Chibayi Teira Nodat Lo Shenivra B'Tzelem. Shneamar Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asar Ta Adam. And the backdrop of this thing, of what we've been talking about so far, is this comes the following. Who's this talking about? Who is this Mishnah reference to? Who is Chaviv Shenivra B'Tzelem? What's our natural assumption? B'nai Yisrael. I didn't say it. It's not right. Adam Arishon is anybody. But Adam on the other Gemara says, Adam, Atem Krim Adam, Vein Umos Olam Krim Adam. So who's that? So some people do the following. They read the next line. The next line says, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikru Banim Lamakom. Chiba Yisrael Nudaslam, Shenikru Banim Lamakom. Actually, if you contrast the first line and the second line, then what's the difference between who's Chaviv Adam? Who's considered a tzelem? Adam is never a tzelem. Chavivim Yisrael shenikraim banim lamakom. So, which means it sounds like who's the second part of the Mishnah referring to? Bnei Yisrael. So, who's the first part of the Mishnah referring to? Anybody. However, there is some debate around this too. If you read the Tosfos Yontif on that Mishnah, he starts as follows: Pirush Rashi, Chaviv Adam shenivra b'tzelem, l'chein mutal alav laso itzel kono adka. Ubechol Adam amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is actually referring to any person. All human beings are considered as having been created b'tzelem. I'm going to skip the next chunk of paragraph, quotes the Rambam, and the Rambam is a universalizer here, and go to the second paragraph. He says, "Umeata ani tameh lama ze rachakah derech min ha-mefarshim, v'lo ratzu lalechet ba-lefarish divrei Rabbi Akiva, she'amar ma'amaro klapei kol adam, ki im li-Yisrael bilvad." If you read the Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, he says, who is the Mishnah referring to when it says Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem? He says, I believe that it's referring to any human being. And then he quotes a long Rambam to support that. And then the next line he says, and therefore I have a question on all of these commentaries that he says, understand this Mishnah to only be referring to Jews. V'nismechu b'ma'amaram zal, what did they find as their basis? What caused them to interpret the Mishnah that way? B'ma'amaram zal, atem kriyim adam v'chulei. They know the Gemara in Yevamos. And what does the Gemara in Yevamos say from Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyamus Ba'ohel? Who's the Adam referring to? Avshim Bar Yochai says, Atem Kriyim Adam. Therefore, who's this Adam referring to? Jew. And therefore, what went from a halacha regarding Tumas Ohel then becomes halacha in interpreting who's actually called Adam, even in the context of this Mishnah, which the Tosfos Yontif says, that's wrong. And he says, they actually ended up messing up the idea of what's called tzelem. And they misunderstood the pasuk, which they brought as a proof. I want to say that that's not right. Who's considered a tzelem elokim? Every person is considered tzelem elokim. So the line of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai ends up becoming a source for how you understand the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and what the Tosfos Yom Tov says, what people ended up doing was creating layers upon layers of, if that's what it means over there, then who's the Adam that's written about over here is also considered, you know, only a Jew. And the Tosfos Yom Tov comes to say that's actually, he thinks it's wrong. If you turn to the last page and skip the third for a second, there is kind of a classic set of Mishnayos. It's called Mishnayos Yochin Uboaz. Yochin Uboaz, the Teferis Yisrael is the name of the commentary. One side is a pshat of the Mishnah that's called the Yochin, if you see that side, and the other is when he decides that he wants to expound on something at great length, he has something which is called the Boaz. So if you look at the Boaz on this Mishnah, the Boaz is very, very long. And this is his issue on this Mishnah. He goes like this, Amara Mefaresh. You see the left side there? It says, Amar Faresh. Agav d'asli yadon, neima ba milsa shemitzvah lefarsim. Once we're learning this Mishnah, something that I want to say, which I think is important to say publicly. Dimi yamai nit kasheti b'ma'amar zeh shel chazal b'yavamos. I always had a hard time with this line from the Gemara Yavamos. What does Gemara say? Darmina asam, atem kriyim adam, ve'inu mos olam kriyim adam. What does that line mean when it says, Jews are called Adam, but not Umos Olam. The Kasha, the Chisolka Datech, Shechazal Yomru Al Akum Sheish Lot Selim Elokim Kfisha Beriyanu She Nechshav Raki Behema. Is it possible that the rabbis think that a non-Jew isn't considered a Selim Elokim? Vitzu, and furthermore, if that's so, Mazi Dekamar Kutcher Brich of Yisemli Sgula Mikol Amim. What does the pasuk mean? You should be a skula mikol ha'amim. You're better than behemoths? Like, what does that mean? I don't understand. How can it be that human beings are not considered, that a regular person is not considered also a tzelem elokim? That people ended up using this drasha to mess up the concept of what it is to mean a tzelem elokim. I just get a kick out of, I'm going to ask you to skip down a couple of lines. If you can skip like four lines or so, in the middle of a sentence, after brackets, it says, Hare Gam. See that? It's just interesting the way that he says, Hare Gam Lule Pekadosh Terazal Sharmula Nukain, even without needing Chazal or any sources to say that every person is considered a Tzelem Elokim, Jew or non-Jew, without any source for that, Karayinu Yodim Davar Zemitzara Seichel. We would know this on our own, just logically. Darei tzadik haya b'chol drachav v'chasid b'chol ma'asav. Tzadik Hashem b'chol drachav v'chasid b'chol ma'asav. Because God created just, everything that God created is just. V'anachnu ro'im kama mechasideihem, and we see with our own eyes, chasidei umot ha'olam, she milvad shimakirim yotzer breishit, Umaminim betoratenu akdasha shielokit, veosim gemilut chasadim gam liYisrael. You see lots of non-Jews who do amazing things in the world for Jews and non-Jews. And then he lists a whole bunch of examples. I think there's like a fascinating Boaz to read. He says, "Vekama mehem sheitivu biyoter lachol ba'ei olam." There are some non-Jews who've actually made all the difference in the world for humanity. And then he quotes kehachasid Yenner. Jenner is Jenner, right?
Edward Jenner,
yes. Who 18th century Shehimtzi ha apakenemfimpung, that word. What did Edward Jenner do? Smallpox. He saw. So the Boaz is saying, how can you say the non-Jew is not a Tzelem Elokim? Edward Jenner solved smallpox. Then he goes on. Thousands of people were saved because of Edward Jenner. Drake. Shehevi hakartoffel l'Europa. Brought potatoes to Europe. Shema'akev kama pe'amim me'har'av. It saved people from starvation. The Gutenberg shemtzi tatfus. And Gutenberg created the printing press. V'kama mehem shelo nishtalmu klav olam hazeh kachasid reichlin שהערה למות נפשו להציל שריפת השסין שנצטווה מהקיסר מקסימיליאן בשנת ריש סמך בית. In the 15th century, Maximilian, emperor, wanted to kind of made an all call to find out which Jewish books needed to be destroyed, and he called on Reichlin, I forgot what his first name is, Julie, I don't remember, he went through the Talmud and said, you shouldn't burn the Talmud, there's nothing wrong with it, there's nothing that's a threat to Christianity, and you should be able to. So I just find this an amazing Boaz. It's basically, if you track the whole thing, you can feel the tension in what's going on here, because the people are, there's a drasha, and it has to do with Tumah v'Tahara, but the implications are who actually has the status of an Adam, and there's actually real machlokos who shown him. The Or HaChaim said something really strong, the Rambam says something in a different direction, which is really strong, and if I have, I can still take 2.5 more minutes. Is that okay? I just want to, if you can go back for a second to page 3, what? 9/11. So I wanted to, like, how should I say, unapologetically say there's a drasha and a pasuk, and there are sources that are being fought out here, which are, you have studim lakan lakan, and we should know that they exist, and they're really fighting out. How do you understand this idea? And we have certain sentiments one way, certain sentiments the other way. Okay, the last thing I wanted to do is, in the Chassam Sofer in the Piskei Uziel, we see actually a practical halachic nafkamina. The question that the Chassam Sofer and Rav Uziel, the Sephardic chief rabbi in Israel, were discussing is the idea of practicing on cadavers in order to learn the medical profession, nituchei meitim. And we're not going to have time to actually read it through carefully, but the question was, we know that bizayon hames is a problem. Lo talin nivlato al eitz, and you have to do kvura as soon as you can do kvura. So, who is considered sanctified as a body that you should not? Are you allowed to practice on a cadaver? And is there a difference between a Jew and a non-Jew? And the Chassam Sofer says, you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to cut up. You can't touch a Jewish body. But you can't touch a non-Jewish body. Why? Zosa Torah Adam Ki Amus Ba'Ohel. There's a difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. And Rav Uziel says, there's no difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. If you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it, not because you have to treat everybody with sanctity, and if it's okay, it's because in the interest of saving human lives, you have to be able to do that kind of work. But if you can do that work, it's L'Kol Chai. It's like Jews and non-Jews, they're the same. I'm not going to read it inside, but the Chassam Sofer takes one side of that issue, and Rav Uziel takes the other side of that issue, and it's rooted in those same ideas. So, in a sentence, the thought was to present the idea that Zos HaTorah Adam Ki Amus Ba'Ohel Adam, Atem Kriyim Adam Vein Umos Olam Kriyim Adam, is a drasha. Whether you narrow it or expand it has enormous anthropological, and philosophical, like, is the soul of a Jew different than the soul of a non-Jew or not? Even down to actually having practical halachic nafkaminas as well. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very, very much. Okay, 2 weeks. 2 weeks.